The Woolsey fire has come and is mostly gone now, but not before reducing about 1,500 homes and other buildings to the ground. Hundreds of other structures have been damaged as well. Now, as homeowners embark on rebuilding, there are questions about what, if anything, should be done to even help fireproof a home. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's been looking into this, and she's here for today's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So I want to clear up one point. President Trump was mocked for talking about raking forests, right?
Yeah, did you see the memes?
Yeah, with the Finnish president, and scorned for blaming a lack of forest management for causing the fires. But did he have any sort of point about forest management going into fire season?
Well, certainly it is being reported that while Trump appeared to be referencing the logging of forests, so in fact had our own California Governor Jerry Brown proposed back in August new legislation that would make it easier for private large landowners to cut down trees and build private roads on their land to help decrease the spread of fires. We spoke with Andy Lipkus. He's the founder of Tree People, a highly regarded nonprofit that is very expert on everything to do with forest and tree management. And he said that actually really what we're dealing with in Malibu, Ventura, Paradise is what he would call urban forest. And he says that these indeed can and should be managed through such things as careful choices of planting, not so much in the way that Trump seemed to be referring to.
The president did not mention that the majority of acreage of land in California is federal land. We're talking about forest land that's at least 60-70% owned by the federal government.
That's right. And without being partisan about our president, he's not always clear on exactly what he means with some of the statements that he makes. So I think there's some questions surrounding that statement. And again, back to Andy Lipkus of Tree People, what he will say is that so much of our land is subject to the big challenge, which is climate change.
We've seen fires constantly in our chaparral ecosystem. It's a fire ecosystem. But the addition of the fact that the climate has changed, and that includes the hotter hots, wetter wets, drier dries, colder colds, and windier winds, so more extreme climate activity.
So then how, Frances, can you make your home more resilient?
There's multiple ways in which one can approach that challenge. And let me just tell you about one specific property that we went to recently. A few months back, we went to see the new castle in Malibu. Now, this place, the former Malibu castle that had burned down in a large fire 11 years ago, its developer now, Scott Gillen, put a lot of attention on the fire piece of it. He surrounded the new property with a hardscaped wide pathway and a wall at the perimeter to keep fire at bay. He used non-combustible materials. He added fire sprinklers that are linked to an alarm system that alerts the fire department. Now, this was a fairly kind of This is a very high-end house, and he could afford to do all of this.
Most of us don't own castles,
right,
Frances.
Most of us don't own castles, although every man's home in his castle.
So did the castle survive this time?
It did. But at whatever scale you live, there are measures to take. You want to make sure you've got non-flammable siding. You want to make sure you have windows that aren't going to shatter in the heat and let embers in. It's keeping those embers at bay that's so important. You want rooftops that are not flammable. You want to be able to access the roof with water so as to be able to flush any burning embers away. And then there is the planting. And this is where Andy kicks in with advice. Like, it's so important to, in his view, remove the non-natives, so-called flashy fuels, like non-native grasses. He says plant oaks, plant mulefat, plant elderberry. These are plantings that don't easily ignite. He says particularly oak trees are so dense they serve as firebreaks. Now, add to that the other piece here with these terrible fires is the rains that follow and then the mudslides. And there again you need wise planting, because planting provides roots that hold down the earth. And that's another piece of this story.
We're coming up on the wet season anyway. Frances Anderton with DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.